Merry Christmas, church. Would you bow your head in prayer with me? Heavenly Father, we give thanks that in your great mercy and compassion, you allowed your dear Son to become incarnate and through him redeemed all of us from sin and eternal death. Enlighten our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may always be thankful for such grace and be comforted in all trouble and temptation, and at last obtain eternal salvation through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us.
This morning, I want to begin by reading from the Old Testament, from the book of Micah, that to remind us that this prophecy of our Savior came hundreds of years before it was ever fulfilled. Here's part of that prophecy, beginning in Micah 5, verse 2. "But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be a ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel, and he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord and the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will remain, because at that time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace. This morning we begin by lighting our Advent candles as a reminder of the past few weeks of what the gift of our Savior brings us, the hope, peace, joy, and love that we should all experience in our faith.
As we light the Advent candle of hope, let us remember that hope does not disappoint because it is founded on the Word of God, a hope that does not disappoint simply because the Lord never disappoints. He is faithful.
As we light the Advent candle of peace, let us remember that biblical peace allows us to trust in God's promises through restful, tranquil faith despite the dark, scary world around us.
As we light the Advent candle of joy, let us remember that our joy comes through Jesus' arrival and through the salvation he has gifted us with. Today, our joy, fueled by the Holy Spirit, is what God uses to spread his joy throughout the world.
As we light the Advent candle of love, let us remember that we are to do what Christ does, love. For our Savior commanded that we shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Please stand and sing. Take a seat.
We have journeyed through 16 weeks together answering the question, who is Jesus Christ? Today, we recognize and celebrate the answer to that question. We rejoice in the one who came, not in the glory of a palace or with riches and power, but as a baby in a manger. We rejoice in the one who is the fulfillment of hope, the bringer of peace, the creator of joy and of love itself. We illustrate the presence of Christ with us with the lighting of this white candle, a symbol that light has come into the world and continues to radiate powerfully, beautifully, and never ending. Light shone in the darkness that night Jesus was born and continues to shine in the darkness of our world today. As we look upon this candle, may we be reminded of the true light who came, but may we also look ahead in the hopeful anticipation of his return when all shall be made right. This candle represents Christ, and it is called the Christ candle. It reminds us of the greatest gift that we can receive this day, the gift of salvation. But it begins with a birth. I want to read to you from the Gospel of Luke this morning. From Luke 2, beginning in verse 1, this is the story of the birth of Jesus. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. All who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee. humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Today we celebrate the birth of Christ, and we often center on the manger that is in front of me and the birth of this precious and fragile little child. But we should also remember the life this child will grow up to live and the ultimate sacrifice he will make for us and the entire world. This morning, as we prepare to take communion, everybody should have received a communion cup. And if you notice on the bottom, you can pull the bottom tab off and take the wafer out. And then you can open up the communion cup. And I will tell you when to take communion. But before we begin, I want to read what Jesus tells us about communion. And again, staying in the Gospel of Luke, I want to read from Luke 22, beginning of verse 14. When the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And Jesus said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never again eat it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when Jesus had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, Take this and share it among yourselves. For as I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until the kingdom of God comes. And when Jesus had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it. He was reminding the disciples of what would happen to him on the cross, the cost of this gift that we receive this morning. And after he had broken it, Jesus said to the disciples, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me, and you can eat the wafer. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. You may drink the juice. This morning, you received perhaps the greatest gift in the world, the gift of love. And I want to center you on where that is spoken so truly is in John 3:16 and 17. John writes, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Today we remember that Christ entered the world as a gift of love for the world. He is our ultimate example of hope, peace, joy, and love. He is love. He is the antithesis of love. His love was poured out in humility and sacrifice for the whole world. So as we celebrate this amazing gift of love, we also look ahead to share it with the world and to love one another well. The true gift of Christmas is that this light and this love are for the whole world. As we prepare to leave this place, returning to the hustle and bustle of Christmas, may we remember that we are to be a light to the world. We are to love our families. We are to love our friends, our neighbors, and even our enemies, that they too may know of this great gift of light and love. So we will light our candles from the Christ candle as a reminder that we bear the light of Christ to the world around us. In just a moment, we will be sharing this light from the Christ candle, and I want you to remember what this represents, that it just isn't some silly illustration, but it is demonstrating the power of the gospel, that as the sanctuary goes dark, that it represents the world that we live in, and the only thing that will save us from the darkness is the light of Christ. And so we light the candle. And just as the apostles did, they carried the message and began to share it with the world. Thank you.
Please stand and sing with us.
If you would like to receive a Christmas blessing this morning, would you just simply hold out your hands like this? Brothers and sisters, in all your days, may the Holy Spirit fill you with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forevermore. Amen. Merry Christmas, Church.